This is Sabres Hockey. WOGO's coverage of the Sabres is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Sabres pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan.
WOGO, your sports station.
Well, good evening. It's high school hockey tonight. The girls team is out on the ice right now. CFM, the Sabres hosting Northland Pines. Good to have you along tonight on WOGO and WOGO.com and on Cards TV. My name is Greg Stewart. The Gregs are up in the booth. Greg Sloop, Ashley's dad, longtime hockey guy, played hockey at Menominee and had a dad that played hockey too. It's kind of handed off from generation to generation. And Greg, good to have you up here on our broadcast.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you, Greg. Like I said before we got on the air here tonight, I've been looking forward to this opportunity this week. I've listened to you on the radio several years now, and I just really appreciate the work you do here calling the game on WOGO. So it's great
Thank
to
you.
Listen to you every time.
Well, we are delighted you're here. Both teams looking for their first win of the season, Greg. Northland Pines 0-3, and the Sabres are 0-2, and both teams struggling to score goals. Sabres have one goal, three for Northland Pines on the season, and they're giving up a bunch of goals as well. What are your impressions of what you've seen out of this Sabres team so far?
Yeah, so I've had the opportunity to watch and play live both games, both against Superior and also against Baldwin.
Yep. St. Croix.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
St. Yep. Croix Fusion the other night. And one thing that certainly I see that our new head coach has going is that I think she has the girls working extremely hard.
Yep.
They're competing for all three periods. They're going hard. And that's certainly a positive early in the season. That's going to pay dividends, certainly, as they continue throughout.
Yeah, their bench is a little short, a little thin right now. And they will apparently get Paige Steinmetz back tonight for at least a couple of shifts. She's going to test it this evening. She had the volleyball injury. Terrific senior player and much needed offensively for this team.
Yeah, no doubt they'll definitely welcome having her back. I watched a little bit of, truth be told, I watched a little bit of Live Barn, so I watched their practice last night.
Okay.
Like that when I got home from work, and Paige Steinmetz looked like she was skating pretty well in practice last night, at least that's what I observed. So she was doing some boards going back and forth across the rink and looked like she was pushing pretty hard. So I'm really excited to see her back in the lineup again.
Yeah, do you think, I mean, she's an athlete, and this upper ankle injury is a tough one to shake off. Maybe you've seen that happen as a hockey coach, as a player before. Even if, you know, you think, okay, I've got a hockey boot on, it should be easy, but it's really a tough thing. How gentle do you think she'll be with that ankle?
Yeah, ankle sprains are nasty. I mean, I was a goaltender, so a little different position than what Paige is playing. But I had ankle sprains when I was playing hockey. It's a tough one. You really rely on your ankle strength to hold your edges, inside and outside edges on your skate blades. So, but she's a competitive type of person, right? And I've had a lot of fun watching her play. Like I said, since our daughter Ashley's been playing. Just a tremendous competitor, and she's a very gifted athlete.
Yeah, one of the few players left from that state championship team, and so she has that as well going for her. She knows the culture of a championship club, and it'll be great to have her back at least for maybe two or three shifts here tonight. So what do you hear at home from your daughter about this team? Tell me the discussions around maybe the dinner table as you talk about this Sabres team and its potential and where it's been so far.
Sure. Obviously, there's, you know, a transition, different coaching, different people coaching this year. And the new coaches certainly working the girls, like I had said, pretty hard. So truth be told, Ashley was telling me yesterday and even today that legs are a little tight, a little bit of sore.
So,
yeah, she got to roll them out. But
yep.
I think that's good. Certainly, that, like I said, early in the season,
yep.
that they're pushing hard. They knew they were going to have a couple of tough games early on like that. And it'd be another tough game tonight, as you had stated, Greg, and that, you know, both these teams are looking for their first wins of the season like that. So I certainly expect both teams to come out rather hard early on.
Yeah, and the way it started out for both teams, it could be pretty discouraging, but, the teams are hanging in there. They've accepted the coaches, what they're talking about, what they have designed it for practices, and, strength and conditioning, that kind of thing is going to pay off at the end of the season.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's in a former life, I was a strength and conditioning coach for 18 years like that at UW-Stout on the men's side of things, on the college hockey side of things. So I can certainly appreciate what you're talking about there once again, Greg. And that is a big factor in terms of, whether you have an extremely talented team or maybe to a certain degree a lesser talented team. If you have athletes that are willing to give everything they have and really pursue pucks hard, especially when they're forechecking the puck, if the puck's not in their possession, that sort of thing, if the other team is, hopefully it's our Sabres tonight,
yeah.
that are pursuing pucks hard, especially on the forecheck, that those, again, those opportunities will present themselves. They'll get some turnovers hopefully early on. And maybe pop a few quick ones in.
So this leads us perfectly into our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Coach, what do you think? What are the keys to a CFM victory here tonight, their first of the season?
Sure. So the first key to the game that I would have is certainly they need to continue to play hard for all three periods. I think they've done a very good job of that. The girls on this high school team have a lot of passion for the game. They play hard all three periods without a doubt. So they need to play hard for all three periods, meaning they need to skate hard, and everyone needs to be a contributor on the team. It's a team game, obviously, versus it being an individual sport, and it really does take all five girls and then the goaltender to compete and battle all three periods strong.
Okay, there you go. Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you're going to find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Our pregame show tonight ahead of the Sabres, CFM Sabres against the Northland Pines Eagles. They had made the trip all the way down here, and we'll talk a little bit about the road warriors for Northland Pines, because they are making some long bus trips this season. We'll detail that in just a little bit. We will continue with our pregame show. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGL. We'll take a break and come back and catch up with first-year head coach Caitlin Dougherty. So stay tuned.
There are a lot of things in your make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family.
Perfect.
Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Okay, thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got a center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
WOGO hockey tonight on a Friday evening at the Chippewa Ice Arena. It's the Sabres against the Eagles of Northland Pines, way up in the Northwoods. And head coach Caitlin Dougherty is up here in her first year. And kind of a tough start for you, but you're still getting your legs underneath you here a little bit as a head coach. And your impressions of what's going on after two games here.
Yeah, definitely a tough two games to start, but we were playing some good competition and some really talented girls and teams, yep, which we kind of knew going into it. So it was good in a way to get tested right away, and it's done a lot for in terms of adversity and just the attitude and the mindset we have to have. The girls have been tremendous at staying positive and finding ways to set goals and keep working despite what the scoreboard might say. And I would say we had our best couple days of practice this week.
Yeah,
so we're looking forward to going into tonight's game and hoping for a different result.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. On Tuesday, you played St. Croix Valley, lost 6-0, but you said that game should have been closer. You felt like you got some shots on goal. They just didn't go in. No puck luck for you there.
Yeah.
What happened?
We felt like it wasn't 6-0. I don't feel was a fair just kind of example of what the game was. I think it was, we should have been closer than 6-0. We had some chances, gave up a bunch of power play goals. So we've talked about the penalty kill and staying out of the box. But yeah, we had in the first period a shot from the point tip, and just sometimes it's not bouncing your way and you just kind of got to ride through those times and get to the other end. So at St. Croix, the Fusion, they're a good team. They have some really strong skaters. So I think they definitely controlled the play, but I do think it was closer than the score led on. And it's a game that we want to just kind of build on and take the positives from it and notice the things we need to work on and just try to get better.
Well, tonight you face a team that's 0-3. They were 1-19 last year. So they know a little bit about being outshot and outscored and that kind of thing. This is a game, at least from a statistical standpoint, looks like you can compete in and maybe come out on top. Your thoughts about tonight's game?
Yes, we are looking forward to it. We kind of talking to the other coaches for the game too. Someone's going to walk out with their first win tonight, and we are certainly hoping that it's us. We've done everything we could in terms of preparation. We got a really strong mindset. We're kind of focusing on the little things that we've wanted to do all week and all season, and we are hoping for some high expectations and for us to be on the winning end tonight.
Yeah. Last time we were here, it was your first game ever as head coach here. You'd had a couple of weeks to prepare. How is it different now that you're in the routine? You're playing two or three games a week, that kind of thing. Tell me about coaching in this atmosphere now.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I think it just keeps getting better. I'm really enjoying it. The team, again, they have such a positive mindset on everything. It's a really tight-knit group. They have the right kind of mindset going into it. So we've gotten into routines. We're having fun at practice, but we're working hard. And again, I really do think the last couple days just felt like a different level of practice. I think everyone's kind of settling into the new team and the new systems, and we're feeling pretty confident.
Yeah, and a win here tonight would be huge.
Yes.
Get the zero off the board, get off the schneid, and get going in the right direction, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Get the first one under a belt would be really big and a good way to go into the weekend. So we are hoping for that.
Terrific. We are too. Caitlin Dougherty, head coach of the CFM Sabres, thanks for coming up, and we'll talk with you after the game.
Thank you very much.
All right, Caitlin. All right, thank you very much. And this is our pregame show here tonight. It's the Sabres against the Eagles. We'll set it up for you, have the goalie matchup, talk more on our pregame show. So stay tuned. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, Holy Night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
It's the Sabres against Northland Pines. The Eagles way up in the North Country. This is a team, Northland Pines, has nine schools involved from Upper Michigan into Wisconsin, and they're coming from all over, so it's a co-op team. Also, CFM, a co-op team with the two Chippewa schools, McDonald and Chi High and Menominee. And tonight is going to be Teacher Appreciation Night for the Chippewa schools. They'll do it in Menominee a little later on in the season. So between the first and second periods, the girls will come out with their favorite faculty member. And it's always special. I think the faculty members, especially ones that are not familiar with hockey, really get a kick out of it.
Absolutely. I think it's always special when student athletes have the opportunity to go out with different representatives from their their schools, whether it be an administrator or a teacher or a counselor or what have you. So
after all, this is still school, right? It's not just hockey. Yep. Academics are a huge part of it, and teachers make such a huge impact on student athletes.
100%. 100%. Yeah.
All right, Northland Pines 0-3. And CFM 0-2. Pines 1-19 last year. They gave up 177 goals, almost 9 per game. And it's been tough sledding for them again this year with losses 8-1 to Arrowhead, 6-1 to the Lightning down in Heartland. They played a Thanksgiving tournament down in Heartland, lost to Brookfield 7-1. And, Greg, I was looking at their itinerary this year, and they're going to go down to the Milwaukee area. They've already been there. They're going to go back to Brookfield, to Minocqua. They're over at Beaver Dam and Baraboo And, I mean, where else? There's all over the state. Can you imagine those bus rides from Northland Pines, Eagle River, all the way down to Milwaukee and Baraboo and the Wisconsin Dells area?
Certainly, wow. Yeah, those are long, like you say, long trips, Greg, and I can appreciate that because I've traveled on charter coaches like that many, many times over the years. And so I certainly appreciate the dedication to the sport, all those hockey people from the Northland Pines area have.
Parents, too, coming along with them. Grandparents making that long trip. So they're here tonight. We're glad to have them. And they'll be in the blue sweaters with the white and red trim. And CFM and the home whites here tonight. Here's the goalie matchup for you for Northland Pines. In net for them will be Jenna Urine. She is a senior, comes in 0-2. And a goals against average of 884 and a save percentage of 790. And for the Sabres, it's Cassie Hare. Cassie's a senior, and her record 0-2 this season, goals against 750 and a save percentage of 851 this year. So the goalies, not only the teams looking to improve here tonight and get it going in the right direction, but the goalies as well this evening. And we'll see, like Coach said, one of the teams is going to come out with their first victory of the season, and hopefully it's the home team here tonight. Well, Northwestern Bank builds stronger communities where people matter, and they are proud to support local athletes. This is our pregame show ahead of the drop of the puck here tonight with Northland Pines NP against CFM on WOGO, and we will take another break. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North. And Toby Mac. OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Tonight, the Gregs up in the box here, Greg Stewart and Greg Sloop, and glad to have you along. Dan Anderson back at the WOGO studios. We're also on Cards TV tonight, so you can go to our sports page, WOGO.com, the sports schedule page at the bottom. We can link you right there to Cards TV. All right, the teams are on the ice. Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena now with tonight's starting lineups.
First introducing the starting line for the Northland Pines Eagles, in goal, number one, Jenna Urine. The defenseman, number 10, Lily Beitler. And number 20, Ella Coca. The center, number 18, Taylor Heleniak. And the wings, number 5, Reese Redleck. And number 13, Mallory Schmidt. Head coach for the Eagles is Andrea Harmon. Assistant coaches Brian Heleniak, Tim Beitler, and George Carrillo. And now introducing the starting line for the Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres. In goal, number 1, Cassandra Hare. The defenseman, number 7, Hella Ash. And number 17, Ashley Slew. The center, number 19, Kinley Lott. And the wings, number 12, Olivia Hare. And number 20, Tessa Lysis. And the rest of the Sabres, along with their head coach, Caitlin Dougherty, and assistant coaches Ryan Culp and Emily Bauer.
All right, there you go. Dropping the puck just a couple of minutes away tonight on WOGO Radio. This is WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll be back.
Christmas with the Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds. The messengers in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with the Chosen, Holy Night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for 3. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another 3. Wow. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy King, 10th Avenue North,
Love is here. Love is now.
And Toby Mac. OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Friday night high school hockey on WOGO. Greg Stewart and Greg Sloop here. Dan Anderson, Dandy Dan, back in our WOGO studios. And it's Northland Pines in the building tonight, 0-3. And the Sabres are 0-2. Our refereeing crew, Dave Bestel and Tyler Janish, are refs. And Tim Boland is working lines here tonight. And for the Sabres, they will start with Kinley Lau, flanked by Tessa Lysis and Olivia Hare. And we're underway. Olivia's sister in between the pipes. And this one drifts back in the CFM zone. Now they're working the break up the ice on the near side. Is Kinley Lau. Lau moves in, lost the puck. That one's going to be gathered in by the Pines defense. Now it's on the half wall in the offensive zone. It's going to slip back for Lau. Kinley looking it over. Tried to go a breakout pass right there. It was intercepted, but an offsides call here against Pines. Looking forward to seeing number two out there, and she's on the ice right now. Paige Steinmetz coming off that ankle injury in volleyball. Terrific volleyball player, All-State. And she's going to move on to play college volleyball over in Minnesota. And can't wait to see her on the ice and see how she does. She's got the puck right now. Here's Paige. Head-manning pass to Addie Biskin. Biskin moves in. Paige flying down the slot. Biskin had no room to maneuver and get a pass to her. It's going to float back to the point. And this one is D to D. Comes out of the zone. And CFM has to hit the reset button right now. Here is Paige. Turns it up the ice. Dangles around one player and is going to rocket one in, and then she'll quickly come off on the line change. In her place is Kinley Lau. Lau's trying to get into the play in the left wing corner, still inside the Eagles zone, and peeled off the dasher by Addie Biskin. Biskin top of the wheel, far side, hands it off over to Riley Biskin. Her sister took a one-timer, hit traffic out in front. This one's going to drift back to neutral ice. Backpedaling is Riley. Moves to the blue line, steps over the line, was tripped up a little bit, but no call. But there to clean it up is Tessa Lysis, and Tessa launched a shot on net. Save made by Urine, but we've got a call here in our first penalty of the evening. Looks like it's going to be body checking here. At least that was the initial call. A tripping call, okay. A trip call. And it's going to be on Mackenzie Wisbrecker. So she'll set the power play here. And man, it'd be great, Greg, to get the power play uncorked here for CFM, huh?
Yeah, get it going right away tonight. That's exactly right.
So 0% on the man advantage. Comes back to the point. Controlled by the Sabres. Over to Ashley Sloop. And Sloop works it off to the left. Oh, they got it in.
Nice
in behind her line. And a player parked on the right post. Scooped up the rebound, and that's a good-looking start to the game here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Looked like Sloop got the puck up at the point, and then it was worked down to the half wall, and then off the initial shot, Lysis had the rebound number 20 for us. Tessa Lysis had that put back on it. So, like you say, a great way to start on that power play. Get it
absolutely
going right away tonight.
Less than 2 minutes gone. A minute 53 of the first period. And the goal going to Tessa Lysis for the Sabres. Not too many dots on the score sheet for CFM. In fact, she had the only goal of the season, so she's got two. And the helpers from Olivia Hare and Kinley Lau on that one. And the power play goal at 1:53 of the first period. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Sabres. This one off the draw at center ice goes into the Northland Pines D zone, backed out to the point, and this is dropped in around the wall in behind the goaltender, and it's going to deflect over in the right wing corner. Now the puck's still caught up in the half fence here in the defensive zone. Peeled off and marching right to the cage is Addie Biskin. She fell down right in front of the goaltender but launched a shot, and Urine had to be right on the post to defend her cage right there. Still inside the zone. Good pressure by CFM, but we've got an interference call right now. It's going to stop play. And this is going to go against the home team. Maya Post will sit for interference, so that wipes out the power play. And we'll go 4-on-4 for about a minute and a half. 14:01 left first period. A 1-0 lead for the Sabres. 5-on-4, okay. 5-on-4, yeah, the first penalty, we got a power play on it, so 5-on-4, you're right. Now this is tapped off the boards by Riley Biskin. Biskin pushed it ahead into the zone, and she'll be the chaser on the kill. Biskin out there, along with Ella Husum and Tessa Lysis on the ice for the Sabres and Kinley Lau. And a whistle stops play in the defensive zone for Northland Pines. And let's see what this is all about. Well, we got a hold call on Pines. It's going to be Taylor Hellenak who's going to sit. And they were on the power play, so that wipes that out great.
Yeah, and that Taylor Hellenak is one of their top end players there for him. So it's certainly a loss here for him for just Northland Pines for just a little bit here.
So now we're at 4-on-4. This one is feathered into the left wing corner. It's going to bend around the boards into the right elbow. CFM in the attacking zone right now. They set up their four players at the point on the near side. Is Ella Husum, and it is Kinley Lau who's got it. Works it up the wall. Back out to the point. Here's Riley Biskin. Drifts over. Takes a shot. That ricocheted off a player and right onto the goaltender. And Hugh Ryan will stop it and hang on.
Yeah, so far CFM's doing a pretty good job for the most part as far as really controlling the play up to this point. So it's nice to see early on in the game. Really only just one little bit of a breakdown after CFM's first goal. But other than that, they've been, like I said, controlling the play for the most part.
Ella Ash at the point. Hands off to Addie Biskin. Biskin wheeling and dealing. Now side of the circle on the far side. Tried to backpedal a shot to Ashley Sloop, and it was beyond her reach. And the junior heads back to her own defensive zone and picks it up. Sloop in the left wing corner. Feeds it ahead. It's going to be picked off by Pines. Here's a shot. Top of the circle there by Lily Pickett, but it went wide of the cage, bounced off the end wall, and CFM is up and out of the zone. Swept back in by Pines, and got an offsides call here.
It's like a body check.
No, body check, you're right. Another penalty. We've had lots of stoppages of play so far early on this game.
It's like Addison Biskin's going to the box for body checking.
So we'll put two in that penalty box right now for CFM. First penalty on Maya Post. It was running down to 22 seconds, but Addie Biskin will sit for a couple of minutes here. So right now it's still 4-on-4. Another 15 seconds. Northland Pines will have the power play. Here's a long pass ahead. And they're going to wipe the icing off here. Wave it off, and this puck is going to be carried out by Pines as the player comes out. That's Olivia Peterson. She was harassed as she came up, lost the rock, and it's back in the CFM zone. Now Pines getting ready for a power play here in a few seconds. They've got the puck. They control. Here's a lead pass for Mallory Schmidt. Schmidt comes in, lost the puck, and picks it back up. Wings a backhand try, and our goaltender, Cassie Heron. CFM steaming up the ice, far side. Here is Kinley Lau. Lau with a shot. This one came off the inboards behind the goaltender, your line, and ricochets into the right wing corner. And Pines now on the power play, but CFM's got the puck in their zone. And this one's going to drift back out to neutral ice. Everybody touches up, gets on sides. And CFM with the penalty killers out there right now. Here's Paige. Put a little body into the Pines player as she came up. Paige has got it right now. Number two looks up the ice. Tries to headman a pass. That was broken up, and it's going to come back into the Northland Pines zone. 29 seconds to go on their power play. 10:44 on the game clock left here in the first period. And it's a 1-0 lead for CFM. Backed around the corner on the half wall in the Saber zone, intercepted by Pines. They've got it right now. They set up their power play on the goal line. Now it comes back to the blue line. And a quick little pass is intercepted. Now it's punched right back in again by Pines as they run out of time on the power play. So both teams over, I should say, Chippewa's CFM has got a power play, and Northland Pines is 0-for on the power play so far tonight. So CFM 1-for-1 on the man advantage. And they're back in the attacking zone right now. 10 minutes exactly left to go, first period. CFM has got it. They're working across the blue stripe. Along the half wall is Riley Biskin. Turns, fires a pass inside the low slot. But Addison Biskin, Addie Biskin, was kind of tied up. She fell down, and that puck is going to be lobbed right into the right wing corner. Back to the point. One-timer by Riley.
There it is.
And it's right out in front. Loose. Oh, so close. And nobody there to clean it up. It's still loose right in front of the net. Where is it going to go? Into the right wing corner. And Northland Pines had it for a moment. Good back check right there by Addy Biskin to keep the puck pinned inside. And it's loose right in front. And it goes in. There's the shot by Kinley Lau. And a 2-0 lead for CFM.
That was a fun one to watch, Greg, in that Kinley got her own rebound basically off of that and was able to put it back on the goaltender on her blocker side down there low. So just good job by Kinley staying with the play on that all the way to put it in like that. So excellent job by her on that.
Yeah, that's being relentless down there.
Absolutely.
Time of that goal, 7:43. And Kinley Lau is on the score sheet now with a goal at 7:43 of the first. The assists going to Tessa Lysis and Addy Biskin got a helper on that too. So a 2-0 lead for CFM as the puck is tossed down the ice into the Pine zone. First lead of the year for CFM in a hockey game, and boy, you can tell it's really lifted them up, their spirits. They came off the ice celebrating. 8:38 left to go. Clock ticking down here in the first. Banged off the wall on the far side as Addy Biskin passed it off the wall, trying to pick up the rebound. This one's intercepted. Sanding over the line, and Pines has got it. Centering pass went through several sets of legs through the traffic there and is going to be dumped down the ice by CFM as they make a change here. Last person left out there is Riley Biskin from that unit. Pardon me, that was Addy Biskin, last player out there, and she's going to go to the bench. Riley still out there for CFM. Puck on the Sabres into the ice with 7:57 left to go, and now it's cleared out to the center circle. Picked up there by Lily Beitler. She was bodied a bit as she came in, but no call right there. And the Eagles have it. Bank it off the far fence, and this one kicks up on the shelf, and Eagles will put it in. Here's Tulowitzki. Looked to dump it in the right zone, but the Sabres were there, and they'll play it all the way down the ice, and that'll draw the icing call right here. 7.5 left, first period. Shots are 8-3 in favor of the Sabres, and 2-0 on the scoreboard here, Greg.
Yeah, you know, after our Sabres scored that first goal there, Northland had a little bit of a power play opportunity, and they came at us pretty good there, and fortunately we were able to defend that and hang the second one on the board. So now it's continue to press, and hopefully we can dump a couple more in the net.
Here's Addy Biskin. Tiptoes across the line. Biskin now into the low slot just above the hash marks. Biskin on the wall on the far side. Hands off to Ella Ash. Ash is going to carry it into the right wing corner. Pardon me, that's Ashley Sloop. Not 7, but 17. And Ashley had it. Now she'll go back to the blue line. Here are the Sabres. And Paige Steinmetz turned, ripped a shot. That one broken up out in front. And this one deflects into the right wing corner. Now it's been around the boards in behind the goaltender, Urine. CFM trying to work the forecheck here to keep the puck pinned in deep. There's Sloop with a nice keep on the blue line as Sabres start to make a change on the ice. And Tessa Lysis is back out there. And Olivia Hare. This one got through the legs of Allie Ash. And so CFM's got a retouch here. Get on sides. Pines has got it right here. This is Taylor Helenek. She wheels and deals around behind her goaltender, trying to open up some ice and bring it out to neutral here with 6:06 left to go in this first period. 2-0 lead for the Sabres. Handed off for Olivia Hare. Hare moved in, had a pass knocked down. Kinley Lau will clean it up, and it comes back to the point. Here is Riley Biskin. Backhand try. That one didn't make it through. But they hold the line. Piskin on her way out of the zone, able to get a backhander into the left wing corner. Here is Pines. It's Lily Beitler comes in. She's got Redelick on her wing, and she was coming down the slot. Beitler's got it right now for Pines. Beitler jukes a little bit, now goes back to the point. Rantkus has got it. Gave it back to Beitler. Here's a shot that was blocked out in front. And the Sabres have it on the breakout. Far side is Addie Biskin. Biskin with some energy moves in. Biskin right wing corner. And following her, trailing her, was Maya Post. And this one's going to come back to the point and clear it out to center by Pines as players get into a little bounce out and neutral ice. And a couple of them fell down here. One for each team. And this one's going to come back to the point for Ashley Sloop. Worked off to her right. CFM out at neutral, and they lose the rock, and tracking it down is Lily Beitler for the Eagles. 4:42 left to go here in the first period. A 2-0 lead for the Sabres, and a shot from the corner from the near wall goes in on net, and Erline scoops it up for the save, and she'll hang up. Well, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Puck still inside the zone, a shot on net, save made by Erline, and back the other direction comes the Northland Pines Eagles. Played out of the air by Kinley Lausch. She's got to back off on the high stick. Now it's wiped out as Pines comes up with the puck in their own zone. They worked it across the blue line, but turning it back in is Addie Biskin. Biskin along the near border, and this one's going to play off the half wall inside the zone. Here's Paige Steinmetz. Number two moves in. Cuts through a couple of players. Needed one more move. It was tipped off her stick, but she still goes after the rock at the blue line and keeps it inside the zone. CFM trying the forecheck. Now they've got a touch up as it just slipped across the blue stripe. And they settle it down out at neutral. Here's Riley Biskin. Biskin spins, looks up the ice, and got Addie Biskin right now, cutting in across the line. Biskin leaves it in the right wing elbow. And the play continues in the attacking zone for CFM. This one moves in toward the right wheel. Bottom of the wheel, a shot that was sticked over into the corner by the Pines goaltender. And it's going to be launched out by NP, and this will be an icing call right here. 2:57 left to go, first period. Shots 9-3, and got a 2-0 lead, looking to build out of here.
Yeah, you know, one thing I like to see out of the Sabres tonight is that they have a little bit of time in the neutral zone. They're doing a nice job regrouping the puck. You're seeing at least two or three passes on the regroup. It's going from D to D up to the wing. Sometimes they're hitting the wing off the wall back to the center, so they're getting some good looks. It looks like the girls are comfortable moving the puck tonight, and they're doing a nice job playing team hockey.
Here's a shot taken by Kinley Lau as she twisted and pulled the trigger on one that just missed the net, and it slides into the left wing corner and dug off the wall by Lily Beitler. She's been all over it here tonight. Beitler, not a big player, moves into the right wing corner looking for some space, and then coughed up the puck, and it's in the CFM zone still. They work it back to the point with 2:23 left to go. And this is Northland Pines, and a shot right there by Helenak. Got off the glove of Cassie Hare, just a piece of her mitt, and ricocheted into the left wing corner. Now it's going to be redirected into the CFM zone from neutral ice. No icing there, and everybody's on sides here with 2:05 left to go, first period. Clock ticking down, a 2-0 lead. Don't want to give one up right here. It's served back out to neutral ice, and here is Maya Post by herself. Maya Post then, as Beitler came back on the back check and just covered her a little bit, so she couldn't really get to the hole. But long stretch pass right there for CFM. Here's Addie Biscuit.
Biscuit
weaves her way in and scores. Biscuit cut through a couple of players, through a couple of D, and scored here in the first period. A minute and a half left to go in the first, and Addie Biscuit makes it 3-0.
That's the exciting play to watch there, Greg, in that you know, Biskin had that puck on her stick, and she had her head up the entire time. She knew exactly where she wanted to put that puck. Absolutely shot a dart at the upper right-hand corner on the goaltender. Fun play to watch.
So Addie picks up her first goal of the season, her second point of the night, and it is 3-0. An unassisted goal for Biskin. The junior. And, man, it's nice to be on top of the scoreboard. Nice to be ahead. It hasn't happened all season, and a 3-0 lead so far as we wind down to the final minute of the first period. Puck dumped in the Sabres zone. A whistle will stop playing. We got a penalty coming up here, a trip call, with 59.2 seconds left to go in this first period. And it looks as if it's going to go against the Sabres. Ella Houston on the trip call, so she'll set for a couple of minutes. And a pretty important point right here with a 3-0 lead. Pines has got the power play in the waning seconds of this period.
Yeah, absolutely, and all that. Typically, the coaches always talk about the first minute of the period, last minute of the period, and we don't want to give up any ground here in the last 60 seconds or so.
Sabres able to wing it into the left wing corner, but they can't come up with the puck. And Pines has got it. They control with 45 seconds left to go in the period. They work the umbrella out on top. Now they go down. Perfect pass. Oh, Hare with a save. Where is it? They can't clear. Back to Pines. And on the doorstep on the near side. And a forward just sitting there. The puck came right on her tape. And they do get a goal here before the end of the period.
Yeah, Hare did a good job battling there in net. She stopped the first couple of shots on that one for certain. But again, sometimes in a scramble situation like that, that could be a pretty tough situation for a goaltender. So Cassie did everything obviously in her power to try to stop that third shot, but they really pounced on it, the Northland team did.
16:27, time of that goal. As you say, that last minute and a half of a period, so important, and it kind of broke down. Cassie Hare made the initial couple of saves, but nobody there to clean it up and throw it out of harm's way. So 3-1, the score right now. I think we've still dominated the play pretty much here tonight, but, boy, that gives Pines a little life going into the locker room, huh?
Yes, it does. And you know, this Northland team, they're going to compete all night long, that's for certain, so. So do our Sabres.
They're hungry for their first win, too. Clean win off the draw in their own zone. Olivia Peterson had it for the Eagles, and it's on the half wall. A couple of Pines players right there, along with Tessa Lysis for the Sabres. Now they get two from each team into the fray as it's up against the Dasher, and time runs out here in the first period. So productive one for the Sabres. They do cough up a goal here at the end of the stanza to make it 3-1. But things are looking pretty good so far as we head towards the second period. What do you like, Greg, about what you've seen through the first 17 minutes here?
Well, certainly I like the fact that our girls are playing team hockey, like I had said, kind of towards the end of that period. They're distributing the puck amongst their teammates, so it's not just a one-person show out there. It's everyone working together. You can see that when they're trying to regroup the puck in the neutral zone. When they do enter into the offensive zone, they're looking for one another, maybe to move the puck east and west, or we call it, you know, rink wide, like that. So the kids are doing a really nice job, like I said, trying to distribute the puck around and playing team hockey. So that's a big part of it. That's going to, of course, lead to success later on throughout the season.
Yeah, three games in, it seems to me I can see some of the coaching's paying off. Fundamentally, they're playing a lot better than that first game we did.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, I think tonight you're going to see that there's maybe a little bit more confidence with having the puck on their sticks just a little bit more that way. But again, they're trying to distribute it, move it around. Not to be repetitive in terms of that, but it's going to be a team effort, and that's what's going to lead to success, as
absolutely.
I said earlier, all year long.
Absolutely. All right, between periods, before they resurface the ice, the players from Chippewa, the McDonald and Chi High students with their selective teachers, the teachers that have meant the most to them, are going to be introduced as it's academic night here. And so the teachers coming out in a CFM uniform, sweater, and introduced with their student, and a real special time of pictures taken, and each teacher comes out with the student athlete that they've taught here at their school, and it's really a neat thing. So our score, 3-1 after one period. Shots 11-7 in favor of the Sabres. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, your local experts in home and business restoration from floods and fires and mold, plus carpet and air duct cleaning. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Logo coverage of Sabres hockey continues after one period. It is the CFM Sabres 3 and the Iron Northland Pines Eagles 1. This is Sabres hockey on WOGO. We'll be back.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds. The messengers. In a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen. Holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Coverage of Sabres hockey tonight, looking for their first victory of the season and leading 3-1 after one period here. Greg Stewart, Greg Sloop up here And I tell you what, quick start. We scored early on in the first period and got two more before Pines got a power play goal late in the stanza. And 3-1, it's nice to be on top for a change, huh?
Yeah, it certainly is. And, of course, you know, we have that shot advantage, too, right now, 11-7. I think that we've been controlling the play, dominating the play for the most part that way with offensive time, certainly. They got the goal late in that period there. Like you had said there, Greg, on the power play.
Yep, so. Yep. Tell me a little bit about the trip that Ashley made to Finland. We were talking about
sure.
Before going on the air. She plays in the Selects team along with the Biskin girls, and she went over to Finland to play elite-level hockey this summer.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah, well, with the Wisconsin Selects hockey program, actually coached by a couple of former Badgers, and then Emily Bauer was coaching them, the Chippewa CFM
yep.
Sabres.
Yep.
Assistant coach was coaching this last fall, and so about five of those girls went over, got an opportunity to go over, and the Selects girls got an opportunity to go over and play in the Lions Cup, which is in Helsinki, Finland. And first they played a couple of games, preliminary games in Stockholm, Sweden, and so they had a great time. Of course, it was for our daughter, it was the first time being able to experience international travel and that sort of thing, so a lot of firsts, of course, that go along with that. And then they got the opportunity to play, like I said, on an international level. So they took the first couple of games over in Stockholm, and then when they got into the Lions Cup, it was very, very challenging for them. Didn't fare maybe quite as well, but they were also playing against some Olympians from Finland on the other side of it. So we had 17, 18-year-old girls playing against some 21, 20, two-year-olds. So, a little bit of a discrepancy there. But all in all, it was a great experience for Ashley and her friends. In fact, one of the girls here from the Northland Pines team, Mallory Schmidt, number 13 for Northland, Ashley went over with Mallory and her mom over there. So, you know, it's really a neat thing, Greg, how sports work and how they can bring all of us together from different
Absolutely.
Parts of the state, different parts
hockey
of the country.
Hockey community is pretty tight.
Yeah,
it's pretty small.
Yeah,
everybody knows everybody.
That's right. They certainly do. And, you know, the longer you do this, the more your network grows and that sort of thing. It just the friendships and lifelong friendships that you have, of course, over all the years.
So how long was the trip? A week or two or what?
Yeah, it was about a week and a half, if I seem to remember right. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And how was Dad and Mom back here while Ashley was halfway around the world?
Yeah.
How were you guys doing?
Doing all right, just real happy.
Did she call at all and check in?
You know, communication that way was a little bit more challenging, of course, as you could well imagine. But,
sure.
We did get some texts and some photos like that from
still
time
alive,
to time.
Still alive, we're playing.
Yeah.
Could you watch the games over here?
You know, it was really tough in that the video streams, you had to pay for them, and you had to try to log on through international websites, that. So a little bit tougher that way, but we did get some video clips and so forth of the game. You know, it's really interesting watching the game over there. In terms of the just how the referees, the officials with their uniforms, and how the rink is
it a
lined
rink?
It looked to me like they were playing on Olympic size sheets, so that measuring 100 feet wide, 200 feet in length, whereas standard size rinks are 85 wide, about 185 long. So a little bit more ice. That changes the game, of course, too, in terms of how players will play and coaches coach the game a little bit. So like I said, lots of new experiences.
Right.
So.
Wow. That's great. I'm sure that she, through this experience, she probably is appreciates the game more, and now has a wider vision of the game of hockey, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just it's an opportunity that, like I said, kind of broadens your perspective a little bit, and you get to see, they got to meet kids from Sweden and Finland and hang out with them a little bit. I guess the communications are interesting at times, but you know, like you said earlier, Greg, it's kind of one big, it becomes one big hockey community and family, and they have a lot of similar experiences as our kids do right here.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Did she get to kind of tour around the countries a little bit, see some sights when they weren't playing hockey?
Yes, they did. They got to take a little bit of an excursion. They got my wife and I got several pictures. It was interesting because she was taking pictures of the buildings, the architecture, of course, and the different types of cuisine, food, and stuff and such like that. So it was neat to see that. And then they flew back. When they were coming back, they flew out of Paris, France. So it was kind of neat to see Ashley Sloop and Mallory Schmidt from Northland Pines standing in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh,
you know?
My.
So just really cool experiences like that. Again, you know, these five kids that played hockey in Wisconsin got a chance to play, like I said, over across the Big Lake.
What an experience. That's great. Well, good. All right. And it's terrific to see these players from CFM and other high school players to step up. The hockey world of hockey is so many more opportunities now than 15, 20, 25 years ago when you were playing hockey and your dad was playing hockey. Yeah. I mean, it's really a world game, and the world has shrunk, so to speak, for these players.
Yeah. It's like you say, there are a lot more opportunities certainly than there were even, 10, 15 years ago. Certainly from when I played, there are more girls and young women than ever playing hockey at high school level, collegiate level, and professionally too now, which is great. And so it's just the growth of the sport is excellent. It's one of the fastest team sports, if not the fastest team sport in the world. You put people on on ice, and they're moving around at 25 to 30 miles an hour and shooting a frozen piece of rubber at in excess of 80, 90 miles an hour like that when they really get going. So it changes so quickly. And that was one thing that, the last few years that I coached college hockey at Division III level, I would stand on the ice at times, and it's just amazing when you're standing on the ice in a college practice, just how fast things move and change in terms of spatial awareness on this ice is just continues to move faster and faster and quicker.
Players getting better every year, aren't they? Faster, better stick handlers, hockey knowledge improving every year. So the game is elevated every season. All right, the Greg's up here in the booth talking hockey. The players and their favorite teachers and parted ways, teams in their locker rooms, and just a few minutes away from the drop of the puck in the second period. After one, it is CFM, the Sabres 3, and Northland Pines 1, and we will continue the Sabres hockey on WOGO.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North. Love is here. Love is now. And Toby Mac. Tonight's the night for the OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Crumbaker for three.
Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got that center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
WOGO Radio tonight. It's the Sabres hosting Northland Pines in high school girls hockey. Sabres up on the shot department 11-7. They lead 3-1 here tonight. And first time they've had a lead this season, so it feels really good. And now coming out of the locker room, Greg, they just got to have some energy and, you know, keep the pressure on.
Absolutely. Like I said before the game, I think that's one of the main keys to the game as far as that goes. You know, playing three full periods tonight is going to be lead to their success.
Well, maybe it's time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com. That's wirzgala.com. So I'm sure that Caitlin Dougherty is telling her players in the locker room, just keep doing what you're doing. I'm probably not too happy with the penalty late in the period, but that happens. And just pretty good stop, couple of stops by Cassie Hare. But otherwise, they've pretty much dictated the tempo here tonight.
Yeah, you know, they have this line of Schmidt, Helenak, and those two gals are seniors. And then they have number 21 there, Ava Carrillo, mm-hmm. on that line, who's a sophomore. And that's the line to kind of keep track of there, I think, a little bit in my mind. They got a couple of seniors with a sophomore. That's certainly, I would say, their top line. And so, you know, when they're on the ice, they have some speed coming up the ice. They can possess the puck and have some skill with it a little bit.
Yeah, they scored at 16:27 of the period. It was Helenak, as you said, a good player, along with Molly Beitler got the assist, and that was their lone goal for the Sabres. Got things going at a minute 53 of the period. Tessa Lysis, the helpers from Olivia Hare and Kinley Lau, and that at 7:43. Nice play by Kinley again, a goal, so she's got a goal and an assist. And Lysis with another point on the assist, and Addie Biskin also helping out with that one. So 7:43 of the period, and that at 15:29, just ahead of the Pines score. It was an unassisted goal by Addie Biskin, who cut through the D, split the D, and scored. And we were up 3-0 before the late period goal by Pines to make it 3-1. That's where we sit right now with 17 up on the board. A fresh sheet of ice and fresh players coming out of the locker room. Long layover here for a lot of these Pines players, sat in the locker room for an extra 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's plenty of time to rest up and certainly get ready for the next period. So it'll be interesting to see what both teams bring here as the second period starts here in just a minute.
Well, I know in the first game with that you know, short bench, not a whole lot of extra players out there. By the end of the period, it looked like the Sabres were a bit winded. So tonight they look like they've got better legs underneath them.
Yeah, as the season goes on, of course, there's no, we would say in the sport, there's no shape like being in hockey shape.
Yeah, that's
having
true.
Those skating legs and lungs and all that. And so, you know, as the season goes along, that endurance is going to become hopefully better and better for him.
All right, Pines goalie out there still waiting for the Sabres to hit the ice here. And after the long intermission here, and finally the home team is on the sheet of ice, and it is going to be Kinley Lau for the Sabres against Hellenic on the draw here to open up the second period. This is going to be scooped up by Olivia Hare. Hare walked in, but then had it swept off her stick, and Pines coming back the other direction. Here is Schmidt, Mallory Schmidt, that Greg talked about. Schmidt into the right wing corner, trying to get some separation, but it's picked off. Countering is CFM. Here's Hare. Hare back into the zone, launches a shot, drifted wide of Urine, the goaltender for Pines, and this one bangs off the boards into the left wing corner. Just a half a minute into the period, a 3-1 lead for the Sabres. And here comes Pines into the zone. This is Beitler. Beitler launched a shot, ricocheted off a stick, and going to be hauled in by the Sabres. They tried to work it to the forward on the near side, but was picked off and dumped into the left wing corner. Centering pass right there, but the only players in front were wearing the white unis of the Sabres. And into the left wing corner is Ellie Ash. Hands off for Kinley Lau, and Lau cuts across the blue stripe right now. Lau bodied off the puck and loses it. It's loose in the zone, but scooped up there by Riley Biskin. Biskin's going to wheel a deal into the right wing corner. Now goes underneath the goaltender, trying to backhand a centering pass. That was broken up, and this one's going to float out of play. Puck launched over the boards with 15:33 left to go in the second period.
Yeah, both teams, Greg, coming out with a lot of, you know, energy right away early in this period. But, of course, it's, you know, 15 and a half minutes left to go.
So you bet.
See how this is sustained.
All right, the drop to the blocker's side of Jenna Urine, the Pines goaltender. Clean win for the Sabres. Back to the point. Elev Husum winds and shoots. That wrist shot knocked down as it drifts across the blue line. And the reset button hit here for the Sabres. Wrapped around the boards into the left wing corner by the Eagles. And it's loose on the half wall. It picked up by the Sabres. Centering pass right there for Addie Biskin. She reached down, ripped a shot that got to the goaltender. Save right there. And another shot. Biskin went through the five hole. And that one drifted underneath the goaltender, and Biskin has made it 4-1.
Yeah, just a redirect right there, like you said, right through the five hole, and good puck movement by that line. Once again, down low in the zone, working it back into Biskin, and she puts it home.
2:03 of the period, and second straight goal for Addie, her third point of the night. And there you go, 4-1 lead. We made good the late period goal by Northland Pines. And here's Pines right now inside our zone off the draw at center ice. Centering pass and tying up the stick. Mallory Schmidt was right there to pull the trigger, but the Sabres tied her stick up. I believe that was Olivia Hare. Got a piece of her lumber and she was unable to get a shot off. Loose inside the Sabres zone, kicked around. Going to be picked off the fence on the far side by Beitler. Beitler fanned on it as she came in. Dropped a little bit as she was pushed off the puck. And this one is played over on the left wall by Northland Pines. It's loose in a low slot. Picked off, and here's a chance for the Sabres. It is Olivia Hare. Hare moves up the ice. The Pines players caught up to her, though, and disrupted her breakaway chance here in the second period. Now it's going to float back in the Northland Pines attacking zone, and CFM with the pickoff, and they got it out of neutral ice. Now they cough it up with 13:44 left to go in the second period. Elikoka's got it. Looks up the ice. Hands off to Tulowitzki. She's in the zone. Side of the circle. Far circle. And this one's going to float high in the zone, but they hold it. Here's a shot taken at the low slot by Peterson. She turned and gunned one in, but it was broken up. And the CFM able to carry it out of the D zone here. A puck comes loose in neutral ice and ripped off the Dasher on the far side. A stick sitting there kind of disrupting the play as somebody lost their lumber down there and finally picked up. CFM's got it. They'll clear it all the way down. And this will draw the whistle for icing with 12:56 left to go in the second period. So a little insurance here with the early goal in the second, huh?
Yeah, that's right. It's always good to see that, you know, kind of get things going right away, especially after coming off that late goal in the first period. They were able to pound one in early in the second.
Face off in the right circle in the Sabres zone. Scramble for it right there, and a shot on net. Now it's going to be scooped up by Cassie. She'll hang on for the draw in her own zone. Well, our coverage tonight is brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Cards, go Sabres from Nicolet Bank. 12:40 left to go here in the period. Puck floats back into the pine zone just a few feet in. They throw it up the ice, but that's going to be intercepted. And here comes Addie Biskin. Biskin weaves away from the pressure. Now moves into the left wing corner. Still has the puck. Centering pass right there. Intended for Riley, her sister. Never got there, and Pines has got it right now. Here they come up the ice. In the center circle is Taylor Hellenek. She got to our blue line and then lost control of it. And it's loose out of neutral. Here is Riley. Riley backhands a head matting pass right there. Intercept, and here comes Northland Pines. A two-on-one chance, and that one off Cassie Hare and turned into the right-wing corner. It is the Sabres. Long stretch pass right there intended for Daisy Swanepoel. She reached out, just couldn't get there. And we got a whistle to stop play right now on the offsides call. 11:38 left to go in the second period. Lines change completely here. Set of new players for each team. And faceoff will be at the neutral dot just outside the Sabres D zone. Here is Paige Steinmetz, her third shift here tonight. She was going to get two or three shifts coming off that volleyball injury, serious volleyball injury. She's been rehabbing. It's great to see her out there. Boy, she makes a difference. And here's Paige with a chance right now into the right wing corner of the Pine zone. Paige drifts into the left wing corner now, looking up the ice to clear to the point. And this one gets away from the Sabres, and it's going to be thrown all the way down for an icing call against Northland Pines. And the captain's going to stay out there right now. Shifts have been a little limited for her in time-wise, but she's going to stay after this icing call and complete the shift here.
Yeah, you know, just taking a little bit careful, obviously, yep, with her, making certain that everything feels good here for the full length of the game.
The 11:05, time ticking down here in the second period. 4-1 lead for the Sabres. And they carry, Pines carries the puck up to the blue line, can't clear. And here is CFM, and a shot on net right there. Bounced off the goaltender into the left wing corner. I think it was Kinley Law who had the shot on net, and it's still caught up in the Pine zone with 10:35 left to go. Into the left wing elbow. Little scrum developing down there. Shots 14-8 with CFM holding the shot advantage right now as it comes, slips out of the zone. And we got a call coming up here on Ashley, who is lost the puck and then was trying to tie up the Pines player, and probably a good penalty right there. Would have been a breakaway chance for Northland Pines. So Ashley will sit for a couple here.
Yeah, they're going to call that all day long.
Yeah. But I think she did the right thing. I mean, if you're beat and you got a breakaway chance, go ahead and take the two-minute minor here.
Right.
That's what she did. All right, face-off back in the Sabres D zone. Blocker side of Cassie Hare, and it's controlled off the draw by Northland Pines. Here is Beitler. Beitler's got it. Hands it ahead for Mallory Schmidt. Schmidt spins a little bit, throws it down into the corner, trying to give and go, but this one gets away from Schmidt, and Beitler has to race back to her own zone. Under 10 to play here in the second, minute 35 left to go. In the power play for Northland Pines, they've got one on the man advantage here tonight, as well as the Sabres. WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Greg's up here, Greg Stewart, Greg Sloop, and Dandy Dan Anderson back at the WOGO studios, keeping us on the air. Pines has got it right now. They had one on the doorstep, a player right there on the right post, but couldn't get the puck to her. Now it goes back to the left wing circle. One-timer there by Schmidt, and that one fired wide. This one's going to go into the right wing corner. Pass coming out in front. That one's sticked away by Hare, but still controlled by Northland Pines. Beitler's got it. Works it off to the top of the circle on the near side, and it's caught up on the half wall right here with 43 seconds left to go on the power play. Now underneath our goaltender. Pines has got it. There's a centering pass. Again, they had a player on the back door. That was Renkus, but she couldn't control. It's intercepted and cleared by the Sabres. Half a minute left to go in the power play. 8:44 remaining here in the period. Here is Beitler. Lily Beitler for Northland Pines, trying to drag it away from the pressure from the Sabres. And Northland Pines have carried up the ice. There's an interception just for a moment out of neutral ice, but the puck was loose and Tulowitzki picked it up. She's in the zone now. Tulowitzki, though, harassed as she got to the half wall. And it's loose, and the Sabres back to full strength. Here's one final shot with that late man advantage as we're waiting for Olivia Hare to get on the ice to make it 5-on-5. And here come the Sabres. It is Addie Biskin. Biskin's got a player on her right. Oh, what a beautiful play. And Steinmetz bent the twine behind the goaltender, Jenny Urine. And it is 5-1. Paige is back with her first goal of the year.
That was a beautiful play. You know, good speed coming up through the neutral zone. And Steinmetz just absolutely read that real well. You know, she held onto the puck there long enough where the goalie had to respect that she might shoot the puck on net. And then she just slid it right across what we like to call Royal Road right there in the middle of the ice rink. And Addie Biskin put it home. So what a nice play coming up the ice.
Beautiful play. Man, that was great. 9:04, time of the goal there for the Sabres. And they've opened up a sizable lead now at 5-1. And Steinmetz will get the goal. And the assist goes to Addie Biskin. And Olivia Hare will get a point as well. And Paige Steinmetz now on the score sheet this season. Great to have her back 3 games into the campaign. 7:22 left to go. And now we're skating downhill here, Greg.
Yeah, I'm sure Coach Caitlin, she wants her team to play strong, certainly on the defensive side the remainder of the game like this. I mean, it's we're only halfway through the game at this point.
That's true.
But make certain we instill good habits in our Sabres.
Hey, here's a nice play by Addie Biskin as she ripped it away on the draw, headed in the hole, couldn't quite make it through the traffic out in front, but still caught up deep in the Pine zone. On the half boards right now, and the rub there by Maya Post on the Pines player. And here comes Northland Pines with a breakaway chance. Backpedaling is Ashley Sloop to try to keep it away, but they do score. And it is 5-2. No, this is not over yet. for sure. Looked like we're starting to pull away, but it's 5-2 now with the goal by Northland Pines here in the second.
It was a really nice play by the Northland Pine player coming across, and looked like the gap was closed up, but she actually shot the puck across her body. It's a really tough goal for the goaltender to stop there low on the blocker side. So, again, tough play to defend there. Tough play to stop when that player shoots across the green.
Taylor Helenek with the goal there for Northland Pines. And it is 5-2, 6:40 left to go in the period. So we got to keep putting the pedal to the metal here. And 5-2 lead right now for the Sabres. They've got it in the zone, in the attacking zone right now. And here they are. Ah, shot toward the net. Hard shot by Kinley Lau. Broken up just before it got to their goaltender. And again, Sabres have the puck. And the high slot, a one-timer. Real shot by Biscuit. A follow, and we're back to a four-goal lead.
Yeah, it was a putback by Tessa Lysis on that after that initial shot, and she pounced right on it for the goal. Real nice play. And that's an excellent response, obviously, to the Northland goal there, coming right back and put one in on the other side of it.
Absolutely. Tessa Lysis, her second goal of the game. And time of that was 10:47 of the second period. This is going to Riley Biskin and Kinley Lau, who's had a big night. Lau with 3 points herself and 2 goals for Tessa here tonight. And let's see, she's got an assist as well. So getting some names in the score sheet here tonight. 6:04 left to go, second period, an offsides call against the Sabres. Yeah, it is a good response, like you said, Greg, to just a minute or so after, minute and a half after that goal to come back and get the four-goal lead again.
That's right, absolutely.
5:58, clock ticking down here in the second period. Sabres have it. This is Paige. Paige out for her fourth shift, so ankle must be feeling pretty good. She's got it.
Looks like she's pretty comfortable.
Yeah, she does. Left it back for Maya Post, but it was behind her. And quickly getting down the ice, Sabres try to gather it in. They do. Now the breakout chance here. Kicked up high in the air, deflected. And it was Mallory Schmidt on the forecheck at it for a moment. Taken away now by Eddie Biskin. Biskin up the far wing. Threaded her way through a couple of Northland Pines players. Biskin kicks it back toward the point. On the forecheck is Kinley Lau, and it's still in the zone. Now it slips across the blue line. We got a one-on-one now. Here is Mallory Schmidt. Schmidt moves in. Addie Biskin was backpedaling to keep her away from her goaltender, and the play stops with a player in a heap in the corner. We might have a penalty right here. Interference on Addie Biskin here. So the penalty boxes have been busy tonight. Hopefully they oiled up the hinges, because those doors have been used here tonight.
That's right.
A couple of power play goals this evening, one for each team. And 5:02 left to go in the second period. Northland Pines controls off the draw in the CFM defensive zone. Here is Lily Beitler. Beitler laid it down on the right wing side. Stepping in between the passes was Lysis, but she couldn't control. And Northland Pines gathers it back in. Here is Beitler. Dropped it off the inboards. Schmidt has got it in the corner, in the elbow, in the attacking zone. And here they give it up for Taylor Helenek, who's got one of the goals for them. And this one floats in, and the save made right there by Cassie Hare.
It looks like they like to set up in their power play in a 1-3-1, meaning they have one person up top, they have three kind of across the mid portion of the zone, and then one down low. They play Mallory Schmidt kind of as the net front gal there, but Mallory will go down towards the goal line, so she'll kind of float back and forth a little bit between the goal line and the front of the net.
Here's a drop inside the Sabres zone, carried into the corner by CFM. Laid out in front, but tapped aside there by Cassie Hare. She sticked it away, and Northland Pines has got it right now. Now they work that 1-3-1 back up on top for Beitler. Passes into the left corner, and a shot taken by Schmidt, and smothered, swallowed up there by Cassie Hare. She'll hang on to the draw in her own zone with 56 seconds to go on the power play for Pines here.
Yeah, and that gal that took the shot there, Taylor Helenek, or that senior we were talking about, I believe she had the first goal for Northland tonight. Took a really hard shot there at Cassie, and Cassie is up to the challenge.
Face off to Cassie's glove side. Final minute of this power play. Under a minute to go on the man advantage for Pines. They feathered that one back for their point, and she'll climb right in. Beitler decides to carry it into the corner, but didn't get some support in behind her, and the puck floats back into the Northern Pine zone. Half a minute to go on the power play as they dump it in, and Eisen's going to be waved off, tracked down by Ella Hewson for the Sabres, but she can't turn and twist and gun it out. Now it's loose, and Houston's going to pick it up this time. She moves up the ice. The back check for Northland Pines, and they'll dump it off her stick. But now the puck kicks around inside the Sabre zone, and it's going to pop up in the air. Here is Northland Pines. They tried to dump, intercepted, cleared back to center, and that'll do it for the power play. So Pines 1-for-4 on the man advantage here tonight. And we're at 2:55 left of the game clock here in the third. Puck drifts back out to neutral. Pines is there, backhanded ahead by Olivia Peterson. Now kicked into the corner by the Sabres and dumped into the left wing corner from neutral from behind the center ice red line. So that will be an icing call here with 2:44 left to go in this second period. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support CFM Hockey. There's a drop. Sabres have it. They clear it across their own blue stripe. Lead pass now for Olivia Hare. She got to the high slot and lost the Barack, and it's going to be loose in the left wing corner. 2:20 left to go here in the period. Shot 17-13. Sabres on top in that category. And here is Kinley Lau back at neutral. Wheels and deals into the zone. Tip tops and toes across the line into the left wing corner. Taken away there by Ella Coca for Northland Pines. And here come the Eagles back the other direction into the Sabres zone. Cut off there by Tessa Lysis, and the puck in the left wing corner of the Sabres zone. We're under two to play here in the period as the puck rims around from left to right inside the Sabres end of the ice, and here's the breakout. Far side is Tessa Lysis, had her stick lifted and lost the rock, and this one's going to come back to the Northland Pines blue line as they play D to D here. Loose just inside the Sabre zone, and picking it up is Ashley Sloop. Sloop moves in, one-timer on net, right on, the rebound left out in front. They couldn't clean it up, and it's in behind the goaltender. Along the boards in the far side, nice forecheck right there by Ella Ash to keep it in for a moment, and now drifts back to neutral ice. Here is Swanepoel. And this one's offsides against the Sabres. 1:03 left to go in this second period. And it is 6-2. Sabres trying to pick up their first win of the season here tonight. Faceoff's going to be at the dot just outside the D zone for Northland Pines. With 1:02 left to go now in the period. Here is Riley Biscuit. Spins away from the pressure, opens up some ice. Now Addy Biskin's got it. Addy to the right post. Didn't pull the trigger there. Was covered. Still drifting in behind the net. Now midway in the zone, the offensive zone, and it's loose in the left wing corner with 40 seconds left to go in the period. Now it pops across the line, and the reset here by CFM. We got a slash call. So another penalty coming up here tonight. And it's going to be against the Sabres. So similar to the first period, we are going to put Pines in a power play. Maybe not quite as much time for them, but late period power play here.
Yeah, right. So again, going to have to kind of buckle down here a little bit with regards to the end of the period. You're going to have to stand steadfast, so to speak, in our D zone, as that's where the play is going to start right now.
You bet. Right wing circle. Here is Pines. They control, looking for a third goal here tonight. They shot it on net, and it's going to be cleared out by Riley Biskin. 22 seconds left to go. Biskin on a hard forecheck right there. Beat a couple of Pines players down. Net was tied up as she was ready to shoot the puck. And here comes Pines, Northland Pines. Feet ahead into the zone. And here is Schmidt. Schmidt wheeling and dealing right wing circle, got down below the hash marks, and a screamer on net, and this is going to be cleared across the line, so we'll get out of the period unscathed on that power play. There's still a minute 24 left to go in the man advantage when we open up the third for Northland Pines, but we will have some rested players by then.
Absolutely.
All right, well, 6-2 lead. We traded goals a bit here in this period. And still holding on to that four-goal advantage.
Yeah, for the third period, I think a goal for CFM is certainly to stay, try to stay out of the box, just play clean hockey. You know, sometimes, you know, you get sticks caught up in skates and you inadvertently trip someone or whatever like that. But want to try to stay out of the box here in this last period and play a real clean period.
Absolutely. You bet. Don't let him back in the game. Once you got him down on the mat, you know,
yes.
Control the play and take him out if you can. Yeah, that's the goal here. And so it's 6-2. Like I said, minute 24 left to go in the man advantage for Northland Pines. Shots 18-14. With CFM holding that advantage here tonight. So we still have the third period in front of us on WOGO. It is Sabres 6 and the Northland Pines Eagles 2. We'll be back. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Okay, as soon as I get the high.
Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Brumbaker for three. Got it.
Eddie left side. Falling away for another three. 52 points. Eddie Mittermeier.
CFM has still got a center right there. And it goes in. Yes. Addison Burnett with the goal.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Freshman this year, yeah.
WOGO Radio, it's 6-2 CFM, Chippewa Falls, McDonald, Chi-High, Menominee Girls up on Northland Pines, the co-op team up there, 6-2. Minute 24 left to go on the power play for Pines when we come out here in the third period. But Chippewa, as we've talked about, Chippewa Menominee here, CFM has been looking organized. They come into the zone and passing with a purpose, and the girls seem to be clicking and getting it now three games in.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I was saying, just when we were off air there for a minute or so, Greg, that, you know, you see that in the neutral zone, you can see that they're trying to regroup the puck, they're working it well together. And also I see, you know, I made a comment that you see some of the underclassmen, these freshmen. We have two freshman defensemen skating with the junior and with the sophomore. And the junior and the sophomore, of course, have logged quite a few games, whereas the freshman and Ella Ash and Ella Husum, you know, they're out there. This is their first year of high school hockey, and they're logging regular shifts. They're going kind of every other shift like that. So they're getting an opportunity, and from what I've seen of those freshman hockey players, is they're really contributing in a nice way. They're playing heads up hockey. I'm watching those underclassmen like that, and they're competitive. They're competing hard, as are all the kids on the CFM team. But it's really fun to watch the underclassmen come in and play hard. And you know, that's a credit to the coaches that are working hard with them and pushing these kids hard, I think.
And it's a big step up for a freshman in high school. You think of youth hockey, and it's just kind of graduated step by step. But when you're a freshman playing a senior on the other team, it is a huge difference in experience and talent.
Yeah, you know, we were talking earlier, too, just about how the speed of the game, of course, how it's increased over the last several years, sure. And it will continue to get faster. The skill that these kids have now is really impressive. What they can do with the puck on their stick, and you know, some of that is of course changing that they're playing with carbon graphite sticks. You know, the same material.
Yeah, it costs what 200 and some bucks or something.
Yeah.
What is it, Dad? How much does a stick cost?
Oh, golly,
now?
I don't. It gives me a headache not to even think about it too much. But
oh my goodness.
You know, so yeah, and you know, it's the same. It's the same kind of technology, basically, that you're making golf club shafts out of, and fishing rods out of. You know, carbon graphite fiber sticks. It really is a big game changer. Of course, when I played, we were playing with 2x4s. You know,
exactly.
they were wooden sticks.
I know.
And then it went to aluminum sticks after that.
Yep.
And then the thing was to have, so that was a 2-piece stick.
Right.
And now they don't even make 2-piece carbon graphite sticks. It's all a 1-piece single piece composite like that. And it's interesting because that stick technology has changed so much. You know, the puck is far more responsive coming off of the stick blade, right?
Yep.
And so if you were to go to watch a collegiate hockey game, you go to watch a professional hockey game, the release and how quick the puck exits the stick,
yes,
moves to the goal is just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, when you see that slow-mo, that stick really bends. I mean, that thing is... It picks up a lot of velocity off that stick as you reach back, the player reaches back and rips that puck toward the net.
Yeah, and you know, the technology, like I'm talking about, just with regards to the hockey sticks, they have what are called high kick point, mid kick, low kick point. So where that stick is actually going to flex and what portion of the stick is going to be like similar to a golf club shaft. You can buy golf club shafts that are going to flex different. And it's just, it's kind of nuts to me a little bit on the where this is going to go.
Hockey.
Yeah, exactly. But it's also a lot of fun too, because it just changes the game a little bit. And that's, again, what makes it fun. It's never going to be the same, you know, from year to year to year, things change just a little bit.
Absolutely. It is amazing. Probably you'll wince a little bit when she breaks a stick.
Yeah, I do. Yes,
oh,
I
no.
do. Yeah.
Go back to the bank. I got to get a second job here to pay for the hockey equipment.
Right,
but
yeah.
Lots of fun. And everything progresses, right? Moves on with technology. And
yeah, you know, I was
the same.
And I was a goaltender, too. So when I played in the 80s, we were still had leather pads,
wow.
full leather pads yep. that were brown.
Sure.
And if you go into most hockey rinks, you'll see goaltenders wearing those leather pads. Of course, now all the pads are colored.
Yep.
And just the technology, they were filled with deer hair
wow.
long ago.
Yep.
And so, of course, when that deer hair would get wet, moisture-laden,
oh.
they were like, they go from 10-pound pads to
right.
about 30 pounds
oh.
on your legs, and you could never get them dried out and all
oh.
this kind of thing. So, lots of old hockey stories that Greg,
they
I could always share with you.
They could kind of walk on their own, couldn't they? Those pads, once they got wet, they
yeah,
just...
they'd stand up on
Mom
their own.
Mom would not want those in the house, right?
Absolutely, no. They had to stay out in the garage,
yeah,
for
right?
sure. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Man. Oh, boy. Hockey's changed through the years.
It has.
Glad to bring it here in 2023 and 4 for you on Logo Radio. All right, we're in the second intermission, getting ready for the final stanza here. It is CFM 6. And the Northland Pines Eagles 2 on WOGO. We'll take another break. Back in 3, this is Sabres Hockey on WOGO Radio.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
We're talking hockey up here in the booth between periods. Greg Stewart, Greg Sloop here tonight, and Andy Dan Anderson back at the Logo Studios, and it is CFM 6 and Pines 2 here tonight. The Sabres got a couple in the first, well, three in the first, actually, and another three goals here in the second. And one apiece for each period for Northland Pines. And we sit at 6-2, shots are 18-14 in favor of the home team. Well, as that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Pines ready to come out. They're sitting at the doorstep, trying to hit the ice here, waiting for the Sabres to come out. Probably the ice to dry up just a little bit here as well in this final period of high school hockey. Now, like we said, Northland Pines traveled down to the south in the southern part of the state. They played Arrowhead and the Lightning down in Heartland. A couple of games, tournament games over Thanksgiving. In fact, Greg, they start out with six straight road games for Northland Pines.
Yeah, they're definitely gonna log the miles on their buses there.
That's for sure.
With regards to that.
Yeah, they still have to play Beaver Dam on the road, and let's see, they're gonna play down to Baraboo. They play at Wausau, down to Brookfield, and the Milwaukee area. Yet this season, so they're gonna be making some road trips before they go back to their historic rink up there. Have you been up to Northland Pines building up there?
Yeah, positively. Wisconsin Hockey Hall of Fame there. I remember very well playing there as a young kid. That was a long trip for us from Menominee to drive to. That was like the long weekend trip.
Yep.
And then we go all the way up to Ironwood, Michigan on the route. So,
right.
But, you know, there's
the locker
a lot
rooms
of,
were downstairs, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of hockey history. A player by the name of Craig Ludwig, actually, from Eagle River, came to UW-Stout. He was recruited by my dad to play at Stout, but he went on to do bigger, better things, played for the Minnesota North Stars.
I remember Craig.
There are a couple of Carters.
They've had some players
Sean Carter played for the played for the Wisconsin Badgers back when I was in college.
Yep.
His dad, Denny Carter, came and played a little bit at UW-Stout as well. And then you have, just like I said, a lot of hockey history there. A lot of really strong players that could come on. I'm just rattling off a few that came through, kind of through Menominee a little bit like that. A lot of hockey history, a lot of tradition there, and certainly a fun place to vacation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful in the summer, and if you're there in the winter, lots of snowmobile trails and things to do up in the Northland. Pines bring a little crowd with them here tonight, and they finally hit the ice and head to their bench. They'll leave the five players out there for this first shift, waiting for CFM to hit the ice here to begin the third period on Logo Radio. Shots again 18-14 in favor of the home team, and minute 24 left to go on the late penalty against the Sabres, so they'll have to kill a power play off here about a minute and a half to open up the period. Goaltenders had Cassie Hare for CFM and Jenna Urine, the senior for Northland Pines. A couple of senior goaltenders here tonight, and we're about ready. On the kill, it's Kinley Lau, Tessa Lysis, and Ellie Ash, and Ashley Sloop for CFM. Northland Pines comes in. There's a shot taken by Avery Renkes. That one was right on. Save made by Cassie. It comes back to the point. Beitler sidles over, keeps that one in, but it's intercepted and cleared by the Sabres. A minute to go in the power play as Beitler goes back to pick it up and start her team out of their defensive zone. She's got it right now. Ladles that one ahead, and harassed as she came in was Taylor Heliniak. Heliniak had the puck stolen away and cleared by the Sabres. Now to 35 seconds to go in the power play here for Northland Pines. Here's Ashley Sloop trying to stick her nose in, and the breakout chance. Here comes the Northland Pines team. Mallory Schmidt launches a shot, and the save made by Cassie Hare, and it's cleared on the far boards. 15 seconds to go in the power play. Just underway here in the third period. A 6-2 lead for the Sabres. There's a nice pick by Maya Post. She chipped the puck away. Post trying to track it down, set something up. Shorthanded for the Sabres, and now they get the full strength as Addie Biskin comes out of the
box. That went in.
And did it go in?
Yeah, it went
in.
Welcome Northland, back, Paige Steinmetz.
Yeah, wow. Northland Pines trying to break it out, and Steinmetz stepped in, took it away, and dumped it in. Two unassisted here. And Paige gets her second goal of the game.
I just heard from below, it's her birthday, too.
Did I hear that right, too?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Well, happy birthday. Nice gift to yourself, right? Minute 32. Into the second period. Unassisted goal for Page, her second of the night. And it is 7-2 at 15-15 here in the third period. Get a couple more, we'll go to running time. Here is Page right now, still out there. Hands it off to her left for Addie Biskin. Now on the near side, Maya Post cuts across the line. Post trying to settle in the right wing corner. Lost the puck, and it's Addie Biskin who picks it up. Biskin brings it back out. Top of the wheel on the near side. Riley Biskin with a shot, wrist shot, turned. Tried the forehand shot, but that didn't get through. And Addie Biskin's got it in the corner. Surrounded by Northland Pines players. She still peeled it off the wall and got it back to the point for Ellie Ash. Ash's shot knocked down. Blocked, and here is Riley going back to get it. Looks up the ice. Riley trying to go tape to tape with Kinley Lau, but couldn't control the hard breakout pass, and this one's going to be dumped all the way down by Pines, and that will bring the icing call right here. 14-13 left to go, third period. Well, Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Clean win for the Sabres. Shot right on. Save made. Turned into the left-wing corner. Now it comes back to the point. Backpedaling is Ashley. She tried to turn one toward the cage, ricocheted off a stick, and deflected into the right wing corner. And it's on the half wall in the attacking zone for the Sabres. They still have the puck. Turning on the forehand is Kinley Lau looking for another goal. Couldn't pull the trigger on a shot. And this one kicks into the right wing corner. And now loose in the low slot. And a shot taken right there by Olivia Hare. And ripped out of the air by the goaltender Urine. And she'll hang on for the faceoff. 13:41 left to go in this one.
Yeah, nice positioning there by Olivia Hare. I mean, getting to kind of a sweet spot there, and she got a really good look at the net.
Faceoff in the Northland Pines zone. And here we go. Addie Biskin controls. And this one ripped into the left wing corner. Pines gets there first, and they carry it across the blue line. To neutral. Here is Lily Beitler for Northland Pines. Intercepted. Here comes Addie Biskin. heading to the hole, cut off as she came in the low slot. And taken away by Ella Coca. Now it's loose and picked up by the Sabres. This one chipped in toward the goal, but drifted a little wide. And they try to go back to the point. Now ricochets to the high slot. One-timer by Ashley Sloop. That one went a little wide and kicks out of the corner on the half wall inside the zone. They still control. Back to the point. Here is Riley Biskin. And she'll just feather this one down low, hoping to get a nice carom. It's in the right wing corner and on the forecheck. Sabres still control, coming off the ice now, and the line change is Addie Biskin. Trying to keep it inside the zone as she goes to the bench. In her place is Kinley Lau, but it's going to thread back to the neutral ice and back to the Sabres zone. 12:22 left to go here in the period. 7-2 lead for CFM right now over Northland Pines, and this one is going to be chucked all the way down, and an icing call here against the Eagles.
Yeah, some nice offensive zone time there. The Sabres were looking to move the puck around. They moved it nicely low to high a few times there. Got some good looks at the net. Nice to see.
Face off in the right the left wheel here as we look at it from upstairs, and the Sabres control. Back to the point. Here's Ellie Ash. Got control in the backhand. And a pass down low for Tessa Lysis. Backhand try on net. Save made by Erline. And it's on the back wall now. In the D zone for Northland Pines. On the half wall. Centering pass right there. And it was Kinley Lowers tied up. Just could not find the puck. Tried to go to her forehand. And she had a stick caught up from Northland Pines. And here come the Eagles right now. It is Weisbroker. Moves in across the blue line. Takes a shot wide of the cage. And he's going to come back to the point. Reinke's with a shot. That one blocked by CFM. And here they come. Tessa Lysis into the zone. And a drop pass right there. And a shot for Olivia Hare. That made it to the goaltender. And Erline fights it off and moves it to the left wing corner. The reset here for CFM. They move in. One-timer by Ashley Sloop. Save again by Erline. And this one's going to go into the right wing corner. In the D zone for Northland Pines. Good forecheck here by the Sabres. They are really working it hard. Trying to keep that puck pinned in deep. Steinmetz back out there again. So she's getting some regular shifts now. And here's Addie Biskin. Biskin crosses the blue stripe, moves in. Took a shot, but that one deflected a little bit wide. Came off the wall, and it's going to be gathered in by Lily Beitler for Northland Pines. Beitler moves in. We got a delayed call right here as Beitler came down hard on the ice. So this is going to go against the Sabres with 10:19 left to go, and she's slow to get up. She took a really hard fall out there just entering the zone. So the coaches and medical staff come out, check her. She's up on her wheels now, and looks as if she'll make it to the bench on her own here. But she took a hard check out there. Got a body check against CFM, and Paige will sit for a couple of minutes here in the third period. So the players got a little tangled up there and a body check on Paige Steinmetz.
Yeah, she's obviously, you know, a real strong kid. And yep. You see that certainly when she's in front of the slot in the offensive zone there battling hard. And, you know, it's not too many other people that are going to knock her down typically.
That's for sure. 10:19 left to go. We're back to play and cleared by the Sabres all the way down. Here is Pines. They tried the breakout pass. Tulowitzki fell down. That allowed Riley Biskin to come up and dump the puck in. Wrapped around the boards from left to right. And they head south right now into neutral ice and intercepted by Ashley Sloop. Here they come again. They get organized across the line. Is Avery Reinke's moves into the left wing corner. had no one there to support her, but she'll take it herself. Ranky's top of the wheel. Now moves from left to right. Drop pass right there. And a one-timer on net. Scooped up by Hare. Off the shot by Beitler. Had plenty of room to see it. And a one-hopper into the mitt. She'll hang on with a minute 12 left to go in the power play. The sixth man advantage of the Knights for Northland Pines.
Yeah, and I'm sure the coaching staff here for CFM would like to see him shut this down, have a clean kill, and get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. They've given up one power play already at the end of the first period. And it is 7-2 right now, trying to hold on to that five-goal advantage with 9:19 left to go. Dancing behind the net is Beitler for Northland Pines, looking for a cutter to the cage, but nobody there, and so she'll just carry it on the half wall. Now over to Weisbrecher. She's got it. Hangs on to it at the goal line. Got another penalty coming up here against CFM. She was tripped as she tried to come out in front of Hare, and that'll draw another two-minute minor. So got 41 seconds of 5-on-3 coming up here. Just an inadvertent trip as the Pines player was trying to get out in front of our goaltender. And now, Greg, you got a 5-on-3.
Yeah, so this always gets interesting, right? You typically set up in a triangle of sorts and set two defensemen down at the bottom of it and one up top.
Ellie Ash, Kinley Lau out there, along with Ashley Sloop. And I'm not sure how often they've worked on the 5-on-3, but they worked the triangle right now. And here's a 1-3-1 for Northland Pines. Up at the top is Beitler. Beitler looking for a lane to shoot. This one is cut off as it came in. The puck angled into the left wing corner. We're down to 12 seconds to go on the 5-on-3. They work it to the left wing corner, and that one just above Cassie Hare as it ricocheted off a player. Down to 1 second left to go. Here's a quick shot. Hare got it in her blocker and just did not want to move. She kind of got it under her armpit there, and she held on, and that'll do it for the 5-on-3.
Great save by Cassie there on that particular play. You know, that was a one-timer down low, probably about 8 feet off of the goal, and she really had to close that gap between her blocker and her body rather quickly. Did a nice job.
1:18 left to go on the power play here, but now it's 5-on-4. Makes a huge difference, and now it's cleared on the intercept from Kinley Lau. As we tick it down to 8 minutes left to go in the game. 7-2 our score. CFM up and looking for their first victory of the season. Here's a breakout for Pines. Picked, and that'll be sent in deep from the left wing corner by Ashley. 7:45 left to go in the period. Here's the breakout for Pines. Up the ice they come, and into the right wing corner is Mallory Schmidt. Schmidt dropped it in the corner and picked the loose change up herself. On the breakout now for CFM. They get it across the blue line out to neutral. Dump it into the right wing corner. Picked up there by Tessa Lysis. And she'll launch a shot into the glove of Jenna Uri. 25 seconds to go in the power play for Pines here. 7:23 remaining third period. Caitlin Dougherty throwing Tessa Lysis out there right now, along with Addie Biskin on the kill. Got Olivia Hare and Ashley Sloop on that blue line. And the faceoff in the right wing wheel here, and Pines finally digs it away from the crowd, and they move it up. Here is Weisbrecher across the line. Pestered as she came in from Addie Biskin into the left wing corner, and we're down to just a few ticks of the clock left on the power play. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey, and here comes Biskin. Biskin with some energy into the zone, and shot on net, and the save made by Urine. As CFM had a couple of players right out, right in her cage, waiting for a loose puck to come out and throw it in.
Puck just caught her leg pad on her blocker side there a little bit and came back right in between her knees on that. I don't think she quite knew where that was, but yeah. Having been a goalie myself, I can say that honestly. Yeah. There's times you have no clue where it is.
Right.
Just hoping
just
it's
don't want to move, right?
You're hoping it's under you at some
yeah.
point.
Just don't move before you hear a whistle. You could drop it in your own cage. All right, here we're going back to action. Out to neutral ice and backpedaling is Riley Biskin. Hands it off to Ellie Ash. And ahead for Maya Post. Post cuts across the blue line into the attacking zone. Centering pass right there. Trying to hit the cutting Kinley Lau. And now the puck is going to be stopped. We'll have stoppage of play, and it looks like we'll have another penalty coming up here. A body call. And who's going to sit for two?
Maya made a great play there to Kinley coming out of the corner. She got kind of tripped up on the play, but again, excellent centering pass there to the centerman on that one, and Kinley and just about made that one go. So again, nice team play there. It's great to see those pass plays like that, and hope to see a lot more of that all season long, all winter long out of the Sabres.
Absolutely. Well, we have a power play here. 6:23 left to go. A body call against Wisbroker. And so let's see how the man advantage goes. Got one power play goal here tonight. And here's Paige. She'll hand off down low on the give and go. Paige was heading to the front of the cage. And that one got kicked away. And so this one's going to float across the line out to neutral ice. And the Sabres have to get organized again here with 5:58 left to go as they carry it back in deep. Open up some time and space right here. Loose about 10 feet inside the zone with 5:47 left to go. Breakout pass, and here's Addie Biskin. Biskin trying to beat Beitler. As she came in, Beitler disrupted the flow of that one, and Biskin on the forecheck trying to keep it alive here. Now they work it back up on top for Riley Biskin. And this one's going to ricochet into the right wing corner. We're down to 5:21 in the game clock. 57 seconds to go on the man advantage. This is the third power play for CFM here tonight. They came in here at 0% of the power play, so they increased that percentage, their number, a very positive way tonight with the goal. Another one would be huge right here. 4:59 left to go. We're down to half a minute left to go on the power play, and it's cleared by Pines. So the Sabres go back deep and see if they can start out of their own zone. They cough it up and a scramble for it in the left wing circle with 4:45 left to go. Time ticking down, less than 20 seconds to go with the man advantage. And here's Ashley. Ashley wheels and deals. Hard shot, but no rebound given up right there by Urine. She swallowed it up, but a nice wrist shot there by Ashley as she cut into the zone. That'll stop play here with 12 seconds left to go in the power play.
Good luck. Just about beat her on that shot. Got caught right underneath of her goal pad there. So
just before
good shot, good
the
drive.
Line.
Yeah.
Nice clean win on the draw. Back to Riley. And a redirect out in front. Nearly beat the goaltender. Another shot.
There it is.
Here on the right post is Tessa Lysis. To clean it up, and
should
it's 8-2.
Tonight,
yeah, you bet. Tessa with the goal there. And it is 8-2 now. Tessa Lysis. And the assist going to Kinley Lau. And Riley Biskin, third period. 12:33, time of the goal here in the third. And we go to running time here, 8-2. 4:17 left to go in this one. And a very convincing victory for CFM on the way here tonight. Offsides call against the Sabres right there. So, it's we've seen Paige out here tonight for her first shifts. Big night for Tessa here. Getting a lot of young ladies on the score sheet here.
Yeah, and I see, coaching staff here putting in a lot of additional players here towards the end of the game. Give them as much ice time as they can get. So, that's really nice to see, too. So, give all these kids as much experience as they possibly can get.
Every shift, like a rep in football, right? I mean, every shift is important.
Absolutely, yep.
For these young ladies, for their development, for the younger players to get out there on the high school sheet of ice. All right, 3:28 left to go on this one.
Biskin just scored.
Oh, my goodness.
On the back end, Sean.
Oh, my gosh.
Addie Biskin scored on a nice back end shot there.
Number six with the goal here. That one, I was just looking back down the ice here after doing my stats, and they pick up goal number nine. Well, the earlier game we did was a 9-1 defeat against Superior. It's nice to be on this side of the ledger here.
It feels a little bit better, right?
Yeah, I'll say. Addie Biskin makes it 9-2. And the faceoff at center ice is going to be gathered in by the Sabres and dumped down the ice. And the assist goes to Mocha. That's great for Michaela to get on the board here.
It's nice to hear her name called, absolutely.
13:37, time of the goal. Addie Biskin from Mocha. And it is 9-2. Under three to play in the game. Crossing the line, far side. Is Mallory Schmidt. She lost the puck about halfway in the zone, and it floats back out to neutral ice. So Daisy Swanepoel, there's another player getting a shift out here. Number four. I think this might be her second shift. I've seen her out there tonight. And this one is going to be dumped all the way down by CFM, but with the seven-goal advantage, we're in running time here, so the clock, it's going to keep ticking down as the players get back to the zone for the faceoff here.
Number three, Jasmine Plotter, getting a little bit of ice time there, too. Nice to see,
terrific.
Like you say.
She's
a bunch
a senior,
of people
too.
In.
Nice for a senior that doesn't play a lot to get out there. 2:05 left to go. Faceoff in the CFM D zone. And this one's knocked down by Kelsey Siebert. She's going to get her first shift out here tonight. And into the Northland Pines, into the ice. Here's CFM. It is Tessa Lysis out there right now for the home team into the right wing corner. Under 2 minutes to play, down to about a minute and a half left to go here. And dug off the wall by Northland Pines. And on the back check, here is Tessa Lysis, who comes out with it. Throws one right on net. Save made by Urine into the right wing corner. And Pines has got it on the breakout right here. As we go down to 1:18 left to go in the game. Crossing the line now is Ava Carrillo. And this one off the glove of Cassie Hare. And up and out of play here with 1 minute and counting left to go in the ball game. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, with a new improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cbosm.com/WOGO. Down to 35 seconds left to go on this one. As the Sabres bring it in to the D zone for Northland Pines. Kicked around, and Pines comes up with it. Drifts it across the blue line. 23 ticks of the clock left. Loose out at neutral. Pines has got it. They'll throw it in the Sabres zone. Trying to track it down is Elena Heim on her shift out here tonight. Down to 10 seconds left here tonight in a 9-2. Game for CFM, tossed to the low slot, cleared back to the point, kicked around, and now the clock sounds for a 9-2 victory for CFM. Shots 37-20 in favor of the Sabres. And the big congratulations, high fives for Cassie Hare, who played very well today, only gave up two goals. One of those, she had stopped the shots, but didn't get some help from her teammates to clean it up and send it out to the far boards.
Yeah, improved the save percentage a little bit tonight, as did Cassie. She probably had a 90% on that.
Yep.
18 saves on 20 shots like that. So, improvement with regards to that. And certainly, CFM put up the 38 shots, and they were able to get 9 goals on 38 shots. So It's good to see the puck movement, the scoring getting distributed around, and just to see that goal production come alive tonight. A lot of fun.
Absolutely, you bet. All right, we'll come back and talk about it on the post-game show. We'll catch up with Coach Dockery, get her thoughts and her first victory as a high school head coach here. It's got to be something she'll remember. Take that puck with you, Coach. We'll tell her into the locker room and write down the date here and the score. A lot of fun. So first victory of the season for CFM. They are 1-2 on the campaign, and we'll come back and have our Holly Hobie Games You Know stats recap and wrap this up from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Stay tuned. Final score again, 9-2 in favor of the Sabres. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO, and we'll be back.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Win for the Sabres here tonight, 9-2. They got out to an early lead and would not relinquish it, and they win 9-2, so they pick up their first victory of the season here, and it's time for Names You Know, Holly Bovee Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Well, lots of scoring here tonight, Greg. It's tough to keep up with it with all the scoring we've had. 9-2, that's 11 goals in the game. But we got out to an early lead at 1:53 of the first period, and you felt like, okay, we've got some momentum here, and the girls did not give that up. It was Tessa Lysis who had a big night here. The hat trick here for Tessa, and 1:53 into the period, the helpers from Olivia Hare and Kinley Lau, and this is the goal that got it started. Comes back to the point, controlled by the Sabres. Over to Ashley Sloop, and Sloop works it off to the left. Oh, they got it in. Nice in behind her line. They had a player parked on the right post, scooped up the rebound, and that's a good-looking start to the game here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Looked like Sloop got the puck up at the point, and then it was worked down to the half wall, and then off the initial shot, Lysis had the rebound, number 20 for us. Tessa Lysis had that put back on it. So, like you say, a great way to start on that power play. Get it
Absolutely.
Going right away tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the sophomore with the goal here to get things going. And then in the first at 7:43, it was Kinley Lau with the goal at 15:29 of the first, an unassisted goal. Nice one by Addie Biskin as she cut through the D, and it was already 3-0. And then Northland Pines did score a late power play goal here to make it, to draw within a couple of goals here. But CFM relentless through the night. A big night for Tessa Lysis. Paige Steinmetz had a big night, too. A couple of goals for Paige and had an assist. And, well, it's nice to see her out there, too. So there you go. Lots of goals here. 9 of them for CFM. And they pick up their first win of the season here. And the winning coach is up with us right now, Caitlin Dougherty. Man, you got to keep that puck, Coach. You better put the date and the score down for that one. Your first win as a head coach here. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. The girls were very concerned about getting the puck, so I've been told that they definitely took care of it. They were all over it.
Yeah. Good. Well, boy, you get the season off to an 0-2 start, and it can kind of drag you down. But the girls did not give up, and this has got to be a good feeling for everybody.
Yes, yeah, just the monkey off the back of the first win. And, you know, the first two games were tough, but I think they were good character builders.
Yep.
Seeing the kind of highest level and getting to see what we want to aspire to try to be, and then get to bring what we learned from those games into this game, and then get to be on the other side of it a bit and setting the pace and putting up some more goals and having some fun with it. So it was a huge win just to get under our belts and hopefully build some momentum from it.
So tell me what you saw down there on the bench, your impressions of what you saw in those three periods here.
Yeah, it was good. We want to keep working on stuff. I think we're never satisfied because we got some big goals and we want to continue to get better. But we saw more communicating and puck movement. And I think the biggest thing is our compete level just continues to get better, which is something we focus on. We want to be hungry for the puck. We want to be angry when someone takes it for us. And we want to find a way to kind of grind in the corners and win those battles.
Yeah, Greg and I were talking about the improvement. I noticed a real improvement from the first game that we did. Obviously, you know, we played a really tough team coming out of the gate here this season, but just from the fundamental standpoint, the team looked like they're starting to get it out there.
Yes, I definitely agree. I think we saw a lot of things, and the girls were saying on the bench too, which is always good when they're noticing it. There was a couple moments of, oh, that's why we practiced that, and look, that was what we did yesterday. So
the light bulb went on.
Yes,
huh?
Yep, and seeing it pay off, and their hard work pay off, I think was really rewarding for them, because they have been putting in a lot of skating, lot of commitment and dedication, and they definitely deserve this.
So all the stuff you're talking about in practice are starting to get.
Yes, I think it's starting to click, and we are. I mean, we're a younger team. We got some, core players at every position that return, but overall we are fairly young and a lot of new faces on the team and new faces that are getting a lot of playing time. So seeing it now starting to connect and still fairly early into the season, it feels like a big positive.
Yeah. Well, Paige, you talked about before we went on the air, well, she might get a couple of shifts in here. I think I counted like 6 shifts or more that she was out there. Was she telling you, I feel okay, or what was the communication that way? Because she's coming off a serious injury.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to re-injure her, but she's such a valuable player out there with her experience.
Yeah, she's been telling me she's okay for a couple days, so she would have liked to play more than she played. but she handled it well. We, the top two lines go every other shift a lot, and we did not want to do that for the whole game with her. So she got to do every other for a few, because a big thing for her is the lungs and getting back into hockey shape. So she got to do that to get used to it, but we'd have to pull her back. It was great to see her out there. She's a hard player to keep on the bench.
Yeah.
So she played probably a little bit more than I originally intended, but I would think less than she had hoped for.
So she was giving you kind of the eye, I'm ready.
Oh,
send me out there, coach.
Yep, every check.
You were trying to hold back.
Yes,
here.
Every check with how she's feeling. She says she feels great. She's feeling like herself. So
good.
She feels good, and we are ecstatic to have her back.
That is a huge, huge addition to the team here.
Yes.
All right, so we'll see you in about 2.5 weeks. In the meantime, you got another game coming up here at Western Wisconsin. Tough team.
Mm-hmm.
Somerset coming up on Tuesday of next week. And then head down to Black River. Talk a little bit about the rest of the schedule here for the next few weeks before we see you in Eau Claire.
Yeah, it's going to be some tough battles. Again, some good competition, but I think we just want to keep building on this and doing the little things. And we've been focusing the whole year on being a hardworking team and being tough to play against despite the level or the team that we're playing. So we want to take that into next week and hopefully go in with some new confidence too after tonight.
All right. 9-2 victory. Congrats on the
Thank
win
you.
Here tonight.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Caitlin Dougherty here tonight up in the booth, the head coach of the Sabres. And Greg, man, this was just a fun one to do. The team played so much better here tonight. And I'm liking what I see here going forward.
Yeah, and certainly it's encouraging. I really like not only what I see, but even just listening carefully there to the coach's post-game remarks. it's exciting to hear the way she's the culture she's working on building along with her staff, and wants to be, I heard her say, wants to be hard to play against no matter what the competition. So, that being, you're going to have teams that maybe you match up with differently on a skill level or what have you like that, whether they may be more highly skilled or even lesser skilled, but you want to be tough to play against, as she had said, no matter who you're playing. And I'm seeing that. I mean, it's a young season yet. We're three games deep, and now next week we go into, she had said, the Western Wisconsin Stars, so that's a conference game, and then down to Black River, and those will be two tough teams next week, and they have good players on both those teams as
well. Absolutely. It's a work in progress. It's a long season, as you know, from a coaching standpoint. So
absolutely.
You don't get too worked up early on, and you take every moment as a learning thing that you can give to your team and build on it.
That's right. Absolutely.
Good. All right, 9-2 the final here, as the Sabres go to 1-2 in the season, and Northland Pines falls to 0-4. On the 23-24 campaign. It's been great to be up with Greg Sloop. I'm Greg Stewart. Andy Dan Anderson back at the WOGO Studios. Final again, 9-2. CFM picks up their first victory of the season. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, the Greg's up here. Good night for all of us on WOGO Radio.
WOGO. WOGO's coverage of the Sabres has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bolby of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program, already in progress. WOGO.